The Puck Stops Here. Feature interviews with North Shore hockey newsmakers. MSONewsports.com.
Welcome to The Puck Stops Here. In this edition, a special look at two of the top coaches on the North Shore who just hit major milestones. Earlier this week, Masconomet head coach Andrew Jackson recorded his 100th victory, while Newburyport head coach Paul Yameen picked up his 200th win.
North Shore Today is MSO News Sports' daily local news podcast with news from all around the North Shore. The Post also shares a note on the weather, local photos, notices, and our video of the day. Check it out daily, North Shore Today.
First up, Paul Yameen. Under Coach Yameen, the Clippers have made 15 state tournament appearances in 17 years, back-to-back state final appearances in 2009 and 2010, and a state championship in 2009. Although the Clippers just missed making the D2 North tournament this year, they were competitive in every game with one possible exception. The Clippers are young, which is a good sign for Coach Yameen on his way toward the next 100 wins.
With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Bourne. Happy to be joined now once again by Newburyport Coach Paul Yameen. Coach, it's been too long. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
You are well. Well, I'm well, too. But, Coach, I really congratulate you on the 200th win as head coach. I'm trying to imagine what it must have been like way back when you first started. And how long have you been at Newburyport now?
I've completed 17 years, I believe.
17 as head coach, okay. And you got your 200th win the other night, so obviously that is a tremendous milestone. And I'm wondering, do you remember what it was like your first year coaching, thinking about, I don't know, maybe not 200 wins, but about getting that first win?
Yeah, you know, I definitely remember the first year was a difficult year, but, you know, looking back on it, I think, you know, it happened for a reason, and it just made us, you know, we had a philosophy coming in here, Jed Beauplant and I, my assistant coach. We wanted to build a program that would be able to compete with the best teams in the state. So, you know, the 200 wins was really never a goal. We've really never thought about it, truthfully. You know, I think it's great because it just means a lot of guys, good hockey players in our program, won a lot of good games. So, you know, we're happy about that.
Well, you know, I know you don't think about it, and maybe it's not a goal, but nonetheless, when you get there, and maybe this isn't the right time to talk about it even, but looking back, I mean, you know, not many coaches get to do that, and you have had such success and developed such a culture at Newburyport that, you know, on a personal level, you got to feel pretty proud of the fact that that you've done this, but also it does reflect on the entire Newburyport high school hockey scene.
Yeah, we're definitely proud. You know, there are certain things, like, you know, I'm most proud of, you know, from day one, I've been with Jed Beauplant and Jeff Gadatis as my assistant coaches. You know, 17 years we've been together. Right now we have two assistant coaches on our bench that played for us 10 years ago on our state championship team, Derek Freeman and Billy Boudreau. I also have a former player, Gavin LaValle, running our JV program. All those guys played in our state championship team. So, real proud about that. Real proud about the 200 wins. You know, we're happy. Not too happy we didn't make the tournament this year, but, you know, that'll motivate us more for next year.
Well, there are reasons, you know, that there are ups and downs, of course. And, you know, high school hockey is not like the pros. You can't go out and recruit guys. You got to take with, you know, what you have and so on. And plus other teams, they have their ups and downs and they get better. You know, looking at your teams over the years, Coach, and I was talking to former Marblehead coach Bob Jackson the other night. And what's really cool is when, and I'm a former teacher, so what's really cool is when you're out somewhere, it could be out to dinner with someone, it could be, you know, it could be at the grocery store, but somebody comes up and says, "Coach, how you doing?" And you haven't seen this guy in a while, and he remembers one little thing that you said or did, or maybe a game, and that's sort of the satisfaction. And I'm sure you've had some moments like that over the years that makes it all worthwhile.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, I received an email Monday morning from a player on my, I think it was our second year. He was a captain, senior captain, Joe Hill, for us. You know, just congratulating congratulating us. And, you know, I haven't seen Joe in I don't know how long, but, you know, just to read his words and makes it feel good, no doubt about it.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Coach, this year I know you're disappointed in the outcome, in the record and so on, and yet your team has been competitive. So tell me a little bit about the makeup of this team and you know, what you think, where you guys are headed.
Well, we have three seniors playing for us. That's pretty much how it's been all year. So we're a young team, and, you know, we were dealt kind of a big blow there at the beginning of the year. Our returning goalie, who would be a junior this year, tore his AC and MCL and his knee, so he hasn't touched the ice for us this year. So, we had a freshman pretty much play all year for us in net, and he's done a good job, but, you know, we kind of had to thrust him in there. So it's not easy replacing, a quality goaltender, but I think we've done okay. We've battled, you know, we've been in every game except with the exception of St. John. So I think we'll be that much better for our next year.
Well, I was looking at your schedule, and, you know, coming down the stretch here, you tied Masco, which is huge. Although they get credit for an overtime win, you know, you're competitive with everybody. You beat Amesbury, and even the Triton game. The Triton game was close.
Yeah, that's another tough one there. I think we got, we lost 2-1, but it was a great game. It always is when we play them. It was a battle. So that game could have went either way. We had a couple of hiccups along the way that, you know, we've thrown a few points away. So, you know, hopefully we'll learn from this.
All right, tell us about the future, Coach. What do you, you know, who are the kids that we're going to look for from next year? Or you could even mention your seniors, if you would, because we haven't talked with you guys so far this season, and that's my fault. But tell me a little bit about your leaders this year, and then maybe what you're looking for going into next year.
Yeah, well, we have a senior this year. Ben Reynolds has done a great job for us. He's got somewhere around 20 goals this year, so he'll be playing in the Shriners game representing us, and so we're proud of that. You know, we got a bunch of underclassmen that have had good years. We have Owen Spence, who's a junior defenseman, has had a fantastic year, so, you know, I think he'll be quite a player next year, and we'll have our goalie returning, Jackson Marshall, as a senior next year. So, you know, we look forward to him coming back and playing, and John Groff has been a real good sophomore for us this year. He has about 22 points this year as a sophomore. So we've also had three freshmen get quite a bit of action this year. So We've had six on the roster, and they've all got a little bit of action, but three have played a lot. So, you know, we'll bring back some experience and some hopefully we'll learn from mistakes this year.
In terms of improvements, Paul, what do you look at on your team? Where would you pick an area that your team has improved and you are pleased, Coach?
Well, I think defensively we've been pretty good this year. You know, we've tried, you know, to play good tight defense in zone and keep the shots from the perimeter. I think we've done that, but it also has hindered our scoring a little bit, you know, playing that type of style. So we hope to score some more goals next year and play the quality type of defense that we have this year.
Well, again, a very competitive year, and I know you're disappointed in not making the tournament. But on the other hand, you know, Masco just kind of walked away with it this year, and they look pretty strong. How do you see them in Division II this year?
I think they'll do fine. Andrew Jackson does a great job over there. He's had our number for the past couple of years, but, you know, every time we play him, it's a battle. We had a 2-goal lead there with 8 minutes left in the game, and, you know, we had 2 minutes of just inexperienced breakdowns, and they capitalize. So, you know, they got some good senior leadership there. I expect they'll do very well in the Division II tournament.
Final thing is, Paul, I know you probably haven't thought a lot about reflecting on 200 wins because you're still in the middle of your coaching career, and you're still planning, you're working, you're getting things ready to get kids, you know, out there on the ice and do the best you can every single night. But if you were to look back on your coaching career thus far, is there a year, a team, a game, or an event, maybe some kid you coached or something or other like that, that comes to mind in terms of, man, this is what I got into it for. This is what's really cool. And it could even be year to year. I mean, Coach, even when you don't make the playoffs, you've got a lot of good stuff going on. But if you look back, is there something really special about coaching Newburyport?
Well, you know, a lot of the relationships I've made along the way, with players and coaches. You know, some of the players are like friends to me now. You know, the wins, the amount of wins, honestly, never really thought about it. I just, you know, I don't know if this sounds strange or not, but some of the ties and tough losses that we've had, I think, are better than some of the wins. You know, we've always just wanted to play the best teams in the state, win, lose, or draw, and be competitive against them. And I think we've done that, and I think we're going to continue to try and do that.
You know, you mentioned the kids coming back are now your friends as adults. Isn't it kind of weird when they come in and they call you coach and they call you Mr. Yameen, and you're trying to say, hey, wait a minute, how about calling me Paul?
Well, the majority of them still call me coach.
Of course.
You know, some of them are you know, in their mid-30s now. Joe Hill, who is, again, my second-year captain, fantastic player, great center. He still calls me coach, you know, when I run into him. But the majority of them, it's still coach, yeah.
Of course, of course. Well, you know, it's a mark of respect, and it's something that you're going to have forever. But, geez, Paul, 200 wins, man, that's pretty cool. Anything else you want to mention here before I let you go?
No, I appreciate you, you know. I appreciate all the times we talk. I really enjoy talking to you guys and look forward to it, and hopefully we do it more.
We definitely will do it more, and I tried to get up this year. It just didn't work, and I had a bit of an illness myself, so it kind of cut into things. But once again, Paul, congratulations, and thanks for taking the time today, and maybe we'll see you somewhere during the playoffs as we watch the tournament roll on.
I'll be watching. I appreciate it, Rick. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. That is Newburyport High School hockey coach Paul Yameen.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Looking to score big on your savings this season? Open a CD savings or money market account at Institution for Savings. This is the perfect time to earn funds for your future, and our rates are among the best. Stop by one of our offices in Amesbury, Beverly, Boxford, Gloucester, Hamilton, Ipswich, Middleton, Newburyport, Rockport, Rowley, Salem, Salisbury, and Topsfield. Or visit us online at institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF.
Andrew Jackson, though a young man, has a long legacy at Mascadamet, and he had some pretty big skate boots to fill when he became head coach. The legendary Hall of Fame coach Bob Driscoll was the man before Jackson. The late Masco legend amassed over 300 wins, including 17 tournament appearances. As this year's tournament approaches, Coach Jackson has the Chieftains holding on to the number one seed in Division II North with an overall record of 15 wins, 2 losses, and 1 tie. Powerful Lincoln Sudbury is next at 14-3-1. After that, it's North Andover, Marblehead, Triton, Tewksbury, Boston Latin, Everett, Linfield, and Gloucester going into Saturday's game. Next, hear from Coach Jackson as he celebrates his 100th win.
All right, now talking with Mascanomen High School hockey coach Andrew Jackson. And Coach, let's get this thing started here. Congratulations, man. 100 wins. You're enjoying some rarefied air there, Coach, so congratulations.
Thank you. Met a lot of good players, and I mean, definitely share it with our staff, Andrew Bobo, Mark Pinella, Don Roach, and Matt Cardillo. You know, they deserve a ton of the credit as well. It's a big Masco family over here, and we're fortunate we've had some great student-athletes and coaches. We just want to go for 101 on Monday.
Yeah, I see that coming up. We're going to talk about that. How long have you been a head man at Masco, Coach?
So this is our 8th year.
Wow.
On varsity, yeah. Then 7 before that as JV right out of college. So been there a while.
Well, you know what? You got a long way to go, too, man. You're just hitting your stride. I talked with Coach Yameen recently, you know, on his 200th, and It's just an amazing thing, man. 100 wins, 200 wins, good Lord. But, you know, I'm wondering, Coach, you go back to your JV days, man, as coach, and you go back to your assistant coaching days, but then you become head man. Do you remember your first win?
I don't. I think it might have been at Methuen, maybe. I think it was at Methuen. But we had to wait, I think, 4, 5, 6 games in the season that first year. It was fun, but I remember at the beginning was frustrating. It took a little while there.
You know, Coach, you go along, and as I said, as head man now, and really the years fly by pretty quickly, but is there a signature win? Is there a game that you remember in the last few years here that stands out in terms of being the head coach and something you remember like, wow, this is really special? I know they're all special. I get that. But,
right.
You know, something that really stood out to you, man, this is great.
Yeah, honestly, the one win that stands out was in the North quarterfinals. We were playing Marblehead. I think they were their number one seed. This was probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandon LaFada was flying down the left wing. He stopped short, passed it over to Anthony Mancini, and he roofed the puck with like a minute and a half left. And so we upset Marblehead, and that was like probably the most exciting game we've been a part of. That play will be embedded in my memory forever.
Yeah, I get that. I still see, when we first started broadcasting on MSO, I still see Tommy Sala scoring at the Boston Garden, and I can still picture that. So it is special, yeah. Well, you guys have had a special year to date, and, you know, the pressure's on, Andrew, really. You've played some great games. You've held, I don't see anybody scored more than 3 goals against you. Do I have that right?
Correct.
Yeah, so we talked about that last week, your overall defense and so on. And you had a big win recently against Westford, so why don't you mention that one, and then we can get into the Danvers game coming up.
Yeah. Honestly, Westford is excellent. Their record kind of isn't indicative of the team they are because they play such a difficult schedule. But they're a good team. They, you know, should be making the D1 tournament in the next couple of days here. And they at times carry the play. They're very, very fast. The only other team I thought that was as fast on us, on the forecheck and pressuring us was Canton.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're a terrific team. They had a couple bounces not go their way. And, you know, we just kind of weathered the storm early on because they're fighting for, I think, 2 points to get in the tournament. So our guys, kind of had to reset and reacclimate to the speed. And then once we did, I thought we played better in the second half of the game and started to carry the play. But it was a battle. That was a really good game. That was great. That was exactly what we want leading up into the tournament.
Yeah, and you've got a couple more tough ones coming up, too. I mean, Danvers is no slouch. You got them on the holiday. And then Division One, back into Division One against Melrose. So what's the goal now, Coach? I mean, you're getting ready for the tournament, and what do you have to do against these two teams? Sort of fine-tune things and just make sure guys are doing what they're supposed to be doing?
Yeah. One thing we haven't really had to question a whole lot is, like, our effort level this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, if we're going to show up. I know we're going to show up every night with our senior leadership. It is, fine-tuning stuff. As you get in the tournament, we practice more, 4-on-4, 3-on-3, if we should ever go to overtime, make sure we get our shootout guys ready to go and they got their moves ready. It's really exciting. We really build up as far as, face-off plays and special teams, to really have it working on all cylinders moving into the next couple weeks here.
I want to look to Division Two here for a second, Coach. Familiar territory up there with you, and there's Lincoln Sudbury, there, north there. No, Triton is right there, and you guys have had a great record against Triton. Marblehead, I mean, North Shore Schools, Tewksbury, and Linfield. Linfield having coming on pretty strong here toward the end.
Yeah, D2 North is loaded this year. Just having a conversation with the Westford coach, and he's like, I think the Division II MVC Merrimack Valley Conference this year is stronger than the D1
mm-hmm.
Merrimack Valley Conference this
wow.
year. with North Andover, Boston Latin, Lincoln Sudbury, and Tewksbury. I mean, they just lost to BC High 4-3. So, yeah, D2 North is pretty stacked this year, and it's going to be a tough road. But I think we're mentally ready for it, and just going to fine-tune things, and we're excited for the challenge.
I got a question off the wall. How many coaches at Masco have 100 wins?
Probably just me and Bob Driscoll, who was here for 30 years. I think he had a little few over 300. So, and he was there for, you know, I think it was 32, 33 years.
Yeah.
And he was my coach when I was coming up. And, you know, he was a great guy and had a lot of great teams. And I don't even know who the coach was before him, honestly.
Right. So. All right, but man, you know, it's got to feel good, Coach. You know, you've been a Masco guy, and to get that. Any special celebration, any special card, any special response from any of your kids or former kids?
Yeah, I got a bunch of texts from former players, which is nice to hear. And honestly, a couple, you know, a bunch of coaches from around too reached out, which is nice, you know. I honestly didn't even know where we were at. I had asked Phil Stacy, I'm like, hey, I know we're getting close here, and so I don't really keep our, you know, win-loss records, and he was the one who told me, you know, exactly how many we had left or whatever, so thanks to Phil for that. It's been fun. It's been 8 years have gone by in a blink.
Yeah, Phil's an encyclopedia with everything about that stuff. Well, it's a great fraternity you're in, Coach, and we'll talk to you before you get your next 100, I'm sure.
All right, sounds good.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Looking forward to following you guys in the tournament. And once again, congratulations, Coach. Just a great, great thing.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you. All right, talk to you later.
All right.
That is Masconomen High School hockey coach Andrew Jackson with 100 wins. This is MSONewsSports.com.
That's it for this edition of the Puck Stops here. 100 wins for Coach Andrew Jackson at Masconomet, 200 wins for Paul Yamin at Newburyport, with many more to come. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and for Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. This is MSONewsSports.com.
The Puck Stops here. Feature interviews with North Shore hockey newsmakers. MSONewsSports.com.